Good morning, I'm Doug Tribou. A construction crew working at a housing development site south of Grand Rapids late last month uncovered an underground surprise, the bones of a prehistoric creature that likely walked the earth between 11 and 14,000 years ago during the Ice Age. Those bones belonged to an American mastodon, and now they've been donated to the Museum of Paleontology at the University of Michigan. Joining me now is Dan Fisher. He's the director of the museum and has more than 40 years of experience in the field. Professor Fisher, welcome to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.
Thank you very much.
What do you know so far about the bones that were found in Byron Township?
We are really just at the start of our work on this specimen, but from what we've seen, it's clear that it's an adult individual and almost certainly a female. And that's something of considerable interest to us because we don't find as many females as we do males.
Why would that be?
I think the reason is that many of the specimens that we do find are preserved because humans who were here at the time interacted with them. In many cases, these specimens are remains of a stash of carcass parts that were being stored in ponds so that people could come back and use them maybe as winter food supplies. We have some evidence that these animals were not just butchered by humans, but had been hunted by humans. We also know that males were solitary, and a solitary individual might be easier to sneak up on and surprise and in that way overpower. Females, in contrast, tended to move and live in matriarchal herds like modern elephants do. And those matriarchal herds, well, they had many more eyes looking out for predators, so they were probably harder to surprise.
What attracted these prehistoric animals to the area that we now know as Michigan?
Well, it was a good place for them to live. There was vegetation appropriate for their needs. The ice sheet that covered Michigan during the depth of the ice ages had pretty well thoroughly covered it up until about 16,000 years ago. By the time we're talking about, it was a great place for them, with the possible exception that there were also human hunters on the landscape at that time.
When you're working in a region that has had a number of finds, how does it change what you're hoping to learn from a new set of bones?
We're always interested in seeing things that tend to be general features of the record. One of these features is this body of evidence that we take to be indicating that the bones that we find are carcass parts that have been stashed and stored by humans. You know, that doesn't come written on a little note with the bones. That comes from our inferences, from studying the bones, looking at their condition. This also is a factor when we consider things like the sex of the animal, the fact that this animal seems to be female. Most of the females that we've seen have tended to be probably natural deaths. But late in the history of human interaction with these animals, we do find females, sometimes females and calves, that appear to have been hunted. So as I look at this animal, I'm immediately asking, is this going to be another butchered animal? Or is this an animal that might have died of natural causes and was scavenged?
It sounds to me like, despite your extensive career, it's still exciting to get that call that there's been another find.
Yes, absolutely. We're really eagerly awaiting each new specimen. Each new specimen has some independent story to tell us, its own history. And we use that whole body of evidence to reconstruct what we now think we know, what we're trying to still resolve about the history of these animals, what the landscape was like at that time, how humans of that time interacted with these animals. And of course, one of the big questions is what caused the extinction of these animals? Was it human interaction? Was it some other aspect of their environment and lifestyle?
Professor Fisher, thanks a lot for your time this morning.
Oh, well, thank you.
Dan Fisher is the director of the Museum of Paleontology at the University of Michigan.